Jeez, he said to the back of her. I know it's Donna, he thought. She just doesn't flash on who I am, that she knows me. Scared, I guess. Scared I'm gonna hustle her. You got to be careful, he thought. When you come to a strange chick on the street, they're all prepared now. Too much has happened to them. Funky little knife, he thought. Chicks shouldn't carry those. Any guy could turn her wrist and the blade back on her anytime he wanted. I could have, if I really wanted to get her. He stood there feeling angry. I know that was Donna, he thought. As he started to go back toward his parked car, he realized that the girl had halted out of the movement of passersby and now stood silently gazing at him. He walked cautiously toward her. One night, he said, me and Bob and another chick had some old Simon and Garfunkel tapes, and you were sitting there. She'd been filling capsules with high-grade death one by one, painstakingly, for over an hour. El primo, numero uno, death. After she had finished, she'd laid a cap on each of them, and they had dropped them, all of them together. Except her. I just sell them, she had said. If I start dropping them, I eat up all my profits. The girl said, I thought you were going to knock me down and bang me. No, he said. I just wondered if you... He hesitated. Like, wanted a ride. On the sidewalk? He said, startled. In broad daylight? Maybe in a doorway, or pull me into a car. I know you, he protested. An Arctur would snuff me if I did that. Well, I didn't recognize you. She came toward him three steps. I'm sort of nearsighted.
Oh, you ought to wear contacts.
She had, he thought, lovely, large, dark, warm eyes, which meant she wasn't on junk.
I did have, but one fell out in a punch bowl, acid punch at a party. It sank to the bottom. I guess someone dipped it up and drank it. I hope it tasted good. It cost me $35 originally.
You want a ride where you're going?
You'll bang me in the car.
No, he said. I can't get it on right now these last couple of weeks. It must be something they're adulterating all the stuff with, some chemical.
That's a neato line, but I've heard it before. Everybody bangs me, she amended that. Tries to, anyhow. That's what it's like to be a chick. I'm suing one guy in court right now for molestation and assault. We're asking punitive damages in excess of $40,000.
How far do you get?
Donna said, got his hand around my boob.
Well, that isn't worth $40,000.
Together, they walked back toward his car.
You got anything to sell? He asked. I'm really hurting. I'm virtually out, in fact. Hell, I am out, come to think of it. Even a few, if you could spare a few.
I can get you some.
Tabs, he said. I don't shoot up.
Yes, she nodded intently, head down. But see, they're real scarce right now. The supply's temporarily dried up. You probably discovered that already. I can't get you very many, but...
When?
He broke in. They'd reached his car. He halted, opened the door, got in. On the far side, Donna got in. They sat side by side.
Day after tomorrow, Donna said. If I can get a hold of this guy, I think I can.
Shit, he thought. Day after tomorrow. No sooner, not like, say, tonight?
Tomorrow at the earliest.
How much?
$60, $100.
Oh, jeez, he said. That's a burn.
They're super good. I've got them from them before. They're really not what you usually buy into. Take my word for it, they're worth it. Actually, I prefer to get them from him rather than from anybody else, when I can. He doesn't always have them. See, he just took a trip down south, I guess. He just got back. He picked them up himself, so I know they're good, for sure. And you don't have to pay me in advance when I get them, okay? I trust you.